After.
Welcome to the Ripple Effect Podcast, where we boost confidence, celebrate impactful stories, and be the ripple of change. We are dedicated to sharing inspirational stories from successful women to young listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
We are a group of three high schoolers who are interested in learning about the world through the experiences of women of all ages and backgrounds in the workforce. The three of us are especially curious about what success means for each person and how to develop a work-life balance.
This episode's amazing guest speaker is Stephanie Romano, who is a licensed physical therapist currently practicing in New York City. After receiving her undergraduate degree in exercise physiology at the University of Delaware in 2012 and her doctorate of physical therapy from Stony Brook University in 2015, Stephanie began working at New York Presbyterian Medical Center. In 2020, she became a board-certified clinical specialist in neurological physical therapy. Outside of her work at the hospital, Stephanie has served as the assistant director of a nonprofit organization called Empower Spinal Cord Injury for the past 7 years.
So just to start off, first of all, it sounds like you've truly impacted the health and lives of so many patients. Could you share what first inspired you to pursue a career in physical therapy? Was there a specific defining moment or person in your life that influenced that decision?
So I am asked this a lot, and I really wish I had a better story to follow it with. But during my senior year of high school, the last 3 months, they had us go out on an internship because senioritis, and like they think they just wanted to to have a step out. And I got randomly assigned to a physical therapy clinic, and I had been to physical therapy before. I grew up as a swimmer, so my shoulder was always hurting. So I'd been a few times, and then yeah, I was assigned like this rotation for 3 months and really enjoyed it. My parents are in the healthcare field, so I'd like grown up learning about that a little bit, and I feel like I'd always grown up volunteering and stuff like that. So I kind of always pictured myself in some sort of role, but didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I don't think being a doctor and all that schooling was like quite for me. So it was nice to get like a taste of that. And I was in like an outpatient orthopedic setting. So a lot of athletes and stuff like that, which I really enjoyed. And at that time, I was really into sports. So I felt like I could really see myself doing that. And then the first couple years of college, when I was home in the summer, I would volunteer at a clinic just to make sure like it was kind of what I wanted to do as I started like thinking about it. And then kind of ironically, once I started school, I learned about all the other things that physical therapists are a part of besides sports. And ended up falling in love with all those aspects a little bit more than like kind of what got me into my career in the first place, I guess. So, yeah.
That's so cool. And that's especially interesting to us as high schoolers, as we're like trying to figure out like what's out in the world and just like the idea that there's more out there than you think there is, and there will always be more out there and more stuff to experience and to discover. But physical therapy is such an uplifting, and it's an environment of like rehabilitation and getting better. And so there must be like some aspects that are really rewarding and really fulfilling. Do you have one in particular that stands out the most to you?
Yeah, it really is like the best job in the world. I have like a lot of students that work with me, and I like love being at the end of the day, like when they're on their final day. I'm just like, welcome to the best profession. I work in a rehab center, so that is for people that have been in the hospital for like a prolonged period of time, and you know, they could be there for like something as devastating as a stroke or like a car accident or something like that, and for some reason they are not able to go home yet. They're not physically like safe enough to go home or medically unwell. So they'll come to a rehab facility where I'm at and they'll spend a couple weeks. So that's like just getting stronger and getting more independent. So I have loved kind of being part, like an intimate part of someone's story in such a time where like they're so vulnerable. There's so much going on. It's something that someone's never like typically experienced before. And you get to provide this like comfort and get to see them go from, you know, requiring two people to get out of bed and being barely able to move to like walking out and going home. So I've like really, really enjoyed that. I get to spend 90 minutes a day with my patients, and they're usually there for about 2 weeks. So I really get to spend a lot of time with them and their family. And yeah, I really love getting someone back home and back to like feeling like themselves again after like such a change in their like in some sort of life event that like kind of changed who they were as a person, and they just want to get back to who they were before that.
It's so inspiring to hear how much you like love your job and enjoy what you do, because at the end of the day, you got to do what you love and then you'll love what you do. That's my personal motto. But we do know that you've served as the assistant director of a nonprofit organization. So when did you know that you were ready to move beyond the hospital and in addition to your work at a nonprofit organization? And how do these two roles bring fulfillment to your career?
So they actually didn't happen one after another. They kind of happened simultaneously. So I went to Stony Brook for physical therapy school and Empower Spinal Cord Injury, which is a nonprofit I work with. They take place at Stony Brook University. So while I was a student there, a couple of my professors were volunteering with the program, and they had mentioned that. So I got involved as a student. So I've been doing that since 2014. So a little over 10 years now, and then it just kind of became part of like my professional journey. So although it is volunteer, it has been like really nice to find something that I like love that still has to do kind of with my work as well. It is very different though, but it's been really nice to kind of like grow like those two things together. So I've been taking on like more leadership with Empower, and that's kind of carried over to work and taking on more leadership. So like kind of all of those skills have grown together, which has been really, really nice.
That's amazing. And the way you're like leading your own path and getting those leadership positions. And you said earlier you were mentoring students who come in and you help them out. And that's amazing. You have all the leadership and you are where you are. But have you ever felt underrepresented in your field? Like, despite where you are now, has there ever been a moment where you felt like you had to advocate for yourself or for another person? Or did you have mentors who helped guide you through the way? Like, usually when we think about STEM fields, we often think about them as male-dominated fields. So we're interested to hear, like, specifically physical therapy or maybe working in a hospital, if that, like, that's typically a male-dominated field, or if you've had any interesting experiences with that.
Yeah, so in my experience, physical therapy has been a pretty female-dominated industry, actually. So I think it depends which type of physical therapy you're in. So if you're more in like the orthopedic sports setting or like adaptive sports and things like that I've found like a little bit more male-dominated. But honestly, in the hospital and in rehab, it's been mostly female. I work with about 15 therapists just in our office, and two of them are male. So it's actually like pretty female dominated, which has, I mean, which is lovely. It is nice. Like all of my bosses are female, like all of our directors and management are female. So just like as a female myself, like that's always been like really nice to see, and to learn from them and like have that leadership be modeled for me. The nonprofit I work with for Empower was developed by three female therapists that were also just like working full time, and then they like fell in love with this concept and like created it from scratch. And it's literally gone from like grassroots bake sales to like these, you know, a very sustainable nonprofit where we've like worked with hundreds of people. So yeah, I think having like female representation and having those leaders, I've always like been so grateful to have, even all the mentors I've had, the professors that I loved in school that got me like into like the neuro field were all female. So that was like really nice. It's just like a little bit easier to see yourself in when you're now starting to figure everything out. So I've never had to really advocate for myself in that way. I think being part of being a physical therapist though is advocating for your patients and for underrepresented populations that don't have the ability to advocate for themselves. So I've definitely, I feel like I had the honor to do that, which has been really nice. Part of my work with Empower is really just raising awareness for the disability community. This world is made for able-bodied individuals, and being with Empower just giving me like kind of a whole new perspective of what it's like to live with a disability for 24 hours, and just all the things that all these accommodations that seem so challenging for people to implement when in reality they really aren't. So I feel like if, as for advocacy, I think that would be like where I've had the most experience and like found the most rewarding.
It's very nice to hear how you found a lot of success in your work, and also that you've built this sort of network with inspiring and other successful women. It's also very nice to hear about your work about advocating, and I do agree that this world is made for abled people, and it's a really interesting way to think about it like that. But kind of diverting a little bit, success can definitely mean different things to different people, and I think you touched upon this a little bit, but how do you personally define success? From both a professional and personal standpoint.
As cliche as it sounds, I feel like success is just being happy and doing what you love. I mean, of course, everyone is always going to have parts of their job that they don't love. Like, I don't love documentation and working with insurance companies and all that stuff. But besides that, I sometimes say that, like, I'm still in the honeymoon phase of my job, which is like, I still really love going to work and like work and doing what I love. Of course, I'd love to sit home and like do nothing as everyone would. But if I had to do anything, this is what I would want to do. And I think finding something that when you're at work, you don't feel like you're working. I think that's really important. I think finding something, even if work is not the thing that lights your fire, having something else in your life that does. So, I mean, Empower has been like a big source of that for me, like finding purpose in something that I love that like doesn't have the stress that comes with work. But yeah, I think as simple as it sounds, I think success is just being happy. And if you're not happy, figuring out what makes you happy and, you know, continually working towards that every day.
Yeah, that's really great. And it seems like you're talking a lot about like having balance. Like it's great to have work that you really enjoy. It's great to have other things outside of work that you really enjoy, ways to serve other people, ways to fulfill yourself in different ways. Do you have any like habits or practices or routines or anything specifically you think that's helped to build your happiness and create your success?
Nothing super specific. I think like practicing gratitude is really important. I have a friend that does a lot of like daily affirmations and meditations and gratitude, and I've kind of picked up a little bit of that. And I think it just helps you put everything into perspective. There's days that are not going to be as fun as other days, but just keeping that perspective of being lucky to like be where you are and work with you are and do what I love and do it with people that I love. There's so much good that outweighs the bad. So I kind of, I guess, try to use that. And I do feel like, again, like having something you love, like volunteering, has kept me like feeling fresh as a therapist all these years. I've seen a lot of my colleagues get burnt out very easily. And I think I always say that like every time I go to that Empower every summer, like it recharges my battery and I'm like ready to go. So I think, yeah, like finding something that recharges your battery is really, really important.
That's really nice to hear. And I think you've already provided a lot of good advice through various means throughout this broadcast, throughout this episode. But if there was one piece of advice you would give to a young woman wanting to enter this field, or honestly, like, is there a piece of advice you'd want to give to your younger self, that you would like to share with us here?
That's interesting. I think just continue to work hard. There were days like after like 10-hour days at school and studying at the library, like I was so tired, but it was so worth it. So I feel like just keeping like your heart set on something, and also like it's okay if that changes. Like it's okay to try something, and if you don't end up liking it, like not giving up, just trying something else that you find. But I think like hard work really, really does pay off. I feel like everything I spent so much time studying, I'm so glad I know now, because now I can use it to help people. So, yeah, I feel like just, yeah, continuing to work hard. And yeah, I
Yeah.
think just taking it one step at a time.
That's great. Yeah, and that's so reassuring to hear. Like everyone who's working hard, like studying those late nights, like going from this place to that place, like it's all towards like a goal, and that goal is to benefit you and your happiness and your success. And I liked what you said about like if you don't think it's your thing, it's okay to try something new. And like we shouldn't be afraid of like not succeeding at something and wanting to try something else that's going to bring us more joy or that's going to fit with our personalities or our life a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely forge your own path. I think
Yeah.
there's sometimes a lot of pressure to like do exactly, with some of the paths that are set out for you. But follow your heart and like what works for you. And I feel like a lot of my friends that are the happiest in their jobs like have gone outside the box and really f figured out a role that works for them. So yeah, being creative with that is always good.
Yeah, and no, that's so great. And there's so many different ways you can do that. Like you were talking about your experience with Empower, and that's like one way that you like maybe left like your standard like 9 to 5 job, and you like worked around it, and you found other ways to make your life just more balanced and more well-rounded. But just to like wrap everything up, out of all our episodes so far, you are the youngest person we've interviewed, and it's like amazing how successful you are, and you're only at the forefront of your career. Do you have any plans for the future? Do you want to just keep doing what you're doing? Do you have anything that like interests you that you might want to discover? Like anything like that?
First off, thank you. That's very sweet. One of the things that I love most about PT is that there's so many avenues. So one, you can work with like every different type of population. I mean, you can even work with dogs, but you can work with any type of human. So like kids to older adults to athletes to, everything. So I feel like, and I guess I'll never know like what will take me where, but I've also been getting into like teaching and being a lab assistant at some colleges. So I've really enjoyed that. Like I said, students are in the clinic with me. So I've really like enjoyed teaching. So I can see that somewhere down the line. We are in the midst of like growing Empower in like so many ways. So if that and like how to make it sustainable. So like one day I would love for that to be a job. But I also just really love working with patients in the clinic. So I don't see myself stepping away from that anytime soon. A lot of people in our profession end up going into like management and like opening their own clinics and stuff like that. And I don't think that is for me. But for anyone listening that wants to be a physical therapist, there are so many options, which is really cool. So yeah, I'm pretty open to like whatever comes my way next. But so far, I'm happy kind of like trying out different things and kind of just seeing where I end up.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your story. It's so inspiring to us all. And I definitely learned that there are various avenues within physical therapy. And I might be trying it out myself, especially after hearing about the dogs. That really interests me. But just to close things out, thank you so much for sharing your incredible journey with us from late night study sessions in the library to forging your own path through Empower and your work as a physical therapist. Your passion for volunteering and commitment to making a difference is truly inspiring to us all.
Yeah, your
Thank
story about working really hard and the power that that has and the way that it fulfills you and the way that it helps you fulfill the lives of other people is so inspiring. And we're so grateful that you were able to come and join us today and we can learn from all your experiences and all of your lessons.
you. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for more inspiring stories and future episodes of the Ripple Effect podcast. Remember, change starts with each of us. Until next time.